And then we're going to move from creating new knowledge to managing the knowledge we have. We're going to be joined by Dorothy Leonard. She's been a professor at Harvard Business School and the MIT Sloan School. And she's going to join us to talk about her books, Deep Smarts, How to Cultivate and Transfer Enduring Business Wisdom, and her latest book, Critical Knowledge Transfer, Tools for Managing Your Company's Deep Smarts. She's going to talk to us about how that critical knowledge that your employees develop through their work experiences doesn't have to leave when your employees decide to retire.
Deep smarts, the short definition, of course, being an academic, and you two can appreciate this, we have a longer one, but the short definition is business or organization critical, experience-based knowledge. So what we're talking about is the kind of knowledge that builds up, accrues over years of experience in a given industry, a given company, and that may be largely tacit. In other words, may not be written down, may not have even been articulated.
So give us an example of a real-life example of somebody displaying deep smarts to help us understand the value of this.
Okay, I could give you a number from different industries. But a lot of our experience at the Leonard Barton Group is with technology-based companies and engineers. Let's say an engineer who understands the sound that a given piece of equipment makes and can tell from a distance whether that piece of equipment is functioning properly or not. It's very hard for her or for him to tell that someone else to listen for that particular sound, but he or she knows, you know, this is a piece of equipment in distress. That's perhaps a rather esoteric example, but we have examples of salespeople who know how to close deals and have little tricks and cues and know what they're likely to face when they go into a situation. People who deal with financial risk, and another example very quickly would be a man we interviewed and worked with a little bit who knew when he flew out to go to a Far Eastern subsidiary what he was going to likely find because he had seen in some financial reports some cues of what turned out to be misbehavior but were simply anomalies in a financial sheet when he saw it. But simply by running his eye down it, he could pick out and say, this doesn't look right.
So how do deep smarts relate to innovation?
Yeah, that's a really good question because it's a double-edged sword. People who have deep smarts and deep experience can, in fact, rely upon that experience too heavily. And they can, in fact, fall into a trap that psychologists call functional fixedness. I'm sure this is a term that's familiar to John, where they try to apply a solution that is no longer viable or that is the wrong, that they've framed the problem incorrectly. On the other hand, if you think of companies such as 3M or P&G or IBM or companies that have a track record for continuous innovation, you will find that there is deep scientific and technological knowledge on which people are drawing. So, for example, when Boeing brought out their Dreamliner, the airplane that was at the time the most revolutionary airplane that had been built in 60 years, they relied upon decades of experience that they had built up over time on how to build airplanes, you know, and all the principles involved.
This is John Kunis. I'd like to jump in. What you said about functional fixedness is really interesting, and psychologists have known for a long time how to reduce or eliminate functional fixedness in a laboratory setting. Are there techniques for eliminating or reducing functional fixedness in a corporate setting?
Yeah, I think they're probably, the principles are the same. What you need to have people do is question their assumptions, right, John?
Mm-hmm.
To stop before they apply a given solution and say, wait a minute, is there any alternative? Or to do some what-if hypotheses. And in fact, the people who are most deeply smart generally do that. They generally don't get caught. They tend to be people who have built up their knowledge because they're naturally curious. And the best of the lot are not inclined to lean upon experience alone.